Cross-border trade has faced a lot of challenges during the COVID-19 and up to this particular time because of the closures of borders that did not allow anyone to conduct business, especially in the SADC region. And one of the challenges the cross-border traders faced was the loss of income and also loss of capital. And most of them, especially those that were dealing at a small scale, did not have and do not even have capital to continue running their businesses. Some of the cross-border traders have resorted into finding alternatives other than crossing to go and import, you know, products either from South Africa or Botswana. And I think this has negatively impacted on most of the cross-border traders in Zambia. Some of these particular challenges that the cross-border traders are faced with, we actually saw that the government had decided to come up with some kind of stimulus packages. And us as cross-border traders, we actually implored government to have a specific target of the stimulus packages so that it could actually cater, including the small-scale traders that we actually represent as an organization. But we have also seen that some of the interventions government has actually put in was to facilitate for most of the SMEs to have access to a little bit of relief in terms of that particular stimulus packages through various avenues. But we actually wanted a specific package that can actually target especially women cross-border traders.